Luke 12:49-57. I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and what constraint I am under until it is completed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other. Three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He said to the crowd, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say it is going to rain, and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say it's going to be hot, and it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time?
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, for you are our strength. You are our Redeemer. Amen. I am not comfortable with a Jesus that proclaims he has come to bring division. It gets to me when I hear and read these words that Jesus said, I come to bring division. From now on, there will be division in families. Father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, and so on and so forth. But having said that, I suppose if Jesus said it, then you and I ought to try to understand what in the world he was trying to say. Or let me put it another way. How in the world can I get myself in the right place to understand what Jesus was saying? The New Interpreter's Bible Commentary gives us a hint why Jesus utters these uncomfortable words. I quote, although the kingdom of God is characterized by reconciliation and peace, the announcement of that kingdom is always divisive because it requires decision and commitment. There it is. It requires decision and commitment for you and I to follow Jesus. And Jesus knows that those who he calls to follow waver when it comes to making decisions. I cannot tell you how many times I don't do something because I can't decide whether or not I should do it. And then come to find out I really should have done it, because having not done it, the consequences are worse than had I done it. Jesus understands all too well what you and I do in the face of possible discord. Well, even Jesus struggles with it in some ways. But he is always constant, though he struggles. I struggle particularly when I see something that's wrong and I know that I should say something about it. And I also know that if I do, if I bring it up, if I call it what it is, that someone, perhaps someone I love, perhaps someone I like being with, perhaps someone I like, may become upset with me and may push me away. Jesus knows this about us. We don't like discord. Don't we all want peace? I'm reminded of the words of this guy was way back during the riots in Detroit, Michigan. Rodney King was his name. You remember that person out of the past who, in the midst of all the violence and the destruction, he finally comes out and says, "Can't we all just get along?" But then he says something even more critical and important. He says, "Can't we, you know, make it better for our elders and for our children?" We all want peace. We're all tired of the arguing. We're way over tired of the stuff that comes with every election, leading up to every election in our country. We don't even get 4 years from it anymore. It's almost ongoing. Sometimes I wish we would just put everyone, all the people that are elected, on the same day so that we could get it over with and then have 4 years and then come back to it. Jesus is not saying that he wants for us to be divided. He's not saying he wants our relationships to be crazy dysfunctional. He's not saying that he wants a father to be against a son or a son to be against a father. But what he is saying is that I need you to be strong in your commitment for the mission which I have begun. And that mission is to bring peace into our world, a lasting peace. The mission is to bring love into our world. The mission is to bring equality so that everyone has a life that they can live without struggling to have enough food to eat. Jesus is not saying that he wants to bring division. We only need to look at the past of our world to see why this is so important. Thinking outside of our country to a time in our history, the history of our world, when 6 million people were exterminated. And the radically sad thing about that is that right there down the road from where there were gas chambers, there were churches, there were people who decided somewhere along the line that it was too divisive, it was too disruptive, it was too scary to stand up and say, "No, this is wrong. We have to stop this." It really did take those who were willing to put their lives on the line to risk even their closest relationships and stand up and at the risk of losing those relationships, at the risk of losing their life, standing up and saying, "This is wrong, we have to stop this now." Isn't that what Jesus did when he stood up and he said, "No, this woman, if her sin is greater than yours, then you throw the first stone." He stood up and said, "No, God is love." And it cost him his life. Earlier in Luke's gospel, Jesus is confronted by the religious leaders when he and his disciples are reaching out to tax collectors. And they say, why do you and your leader eat with sinners? And this is Jesus' reply, "I have come to not to call the righteous, but to call the sinners to repentance. You see, we gather here every Sunday. We gather here to remember who Jesus is, to remember that we are loved in spite of our shortcomings, to remember that we are called to go out these doors and to follow Christ, and following Christ means that there will be times when we have to make a decision that's uncomfortable, when we have to make a choice that might be disruptive, that might seem even divisive, maybe even called divisive. We may be called divisive by others. But we're called to do just that for the good of the kingdom of God, which, yes, will bring peace to our world. And even though it might be painful, will bring a peace to you and to me when we make choices and decisions that are guided by Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Oh God, in those times and in those places and among those people that we find ourselves worrying more for ourselves than for your mission, strengthen us. Give us a courageous faith to stand up lovingly and with great strength and say, I am a follower of Christ and I call you to a different way of life. I call for this to come to an end. Lord, help us to be followers of yours that are willing to risk and willing to go the second mile, willing to walk the pathway that you walked, that your kingdom, the kingdom of God, might become more a reality here and now in our world. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.